on a Louisiana law which regulated abortion clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts and the four liberal justices ruled the law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals violates Roe versus Wade. ADF Senior Counsel Denise Harley says that Justice Roberts' opinion was so narrow, the four liberal justices didn't concur with him.
His decision is very, very narrow. It's hard to imagine how he could have written it more narrowly. In fact, it's so narrow that none of the four more liberal justices even joined in his concurrence, which is the controlling opinion. So they couldn't even come to agreement because they obviously thought it was too narrow.
Assistant Chief Brian Key with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says a young man waiting outside an Amazon warehouse has been shot and killed in an apparent targeted shooting.
These suspects ran directly up to this victim, indiscriminately began shooting their handguns in his direction. The victim was unfortunately shot and killed right there at the scene. Two other individuals were also hit by the gunfire.
The victims have been standing in line outside to apply for a job. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is ordering bars, nightclubs, movie theaters, and water parks to close for at least 30 days over a resurgence of the coronavirus. The news comes as Florida also deals with spikes in COVID-19. Broward County Mayor Dale Holness says the county's joining other nearby municipalities that are closing beaches for the holiday weekend.
Miami Beach has closed their beaches. Miami-Dade County has closed their beaches. Palm Beach is closing theirs. We know that if we stay open, we'll have a crowd here, and that would lead to further spread of the COVID-19 disease.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 460 points. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As Nevadans, we're known for being strong and resilient. In the Silver State, we come together to support each other. Nevadans statewide are stepping up to help friends, neighbors, and their communities. Medical professionals, first responders, educators, and everyone who's sacrificing to protect the health of our state. Let me say thank you. Thank you for your dedication to your work, for staying home, and for putting the health of Nevadans first. I encourage Nevadans to stay up to date with reliable information by calling 211 or visiting the Nevada Health Response website at nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. Thank you to everyone for supporting your neighbors, working together, and staying home for Nevada. We're stronger together, and we'll get through this together.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has made the announcement that Phase 2, which was set to expire tomorrow, will continue through the month of July. He said the state needs additional time to assess the recent uptick in COVID-19 infections. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 17,160, with 14,607 of those in Clark County. The statewide death toll is 500, 414 of them in the county of Clark. Now that the mask mandate is officially underway in the Silver State, visitors to the Strip appear to be following the rules. The messaging was loud and clear, with all casinos with signs in and around the gaming floors and in parking garages, along with recorded messages announcing the statewide mask requirement, which It began on Friday. It appears most visitors had no problem with the new policy, saying, well, it might make them feel a bit uncomfortable. They understand the reason for it. The governor's order means wearing a mask just about anywhere outside your home, including in public spaces, public transportation, and at work. Businesses must adhere to a no-mask, no-service policy and have the right to refuse anyone who's not wearing a mask.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A cruiser cleaning up that crash there on US 95 eastbound at Decatur there on the right side. Also look for some moderate flows. Interstate 15 northbound at Desert Inn. And on the Beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde. And 215 eastbound at the airport connector.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. It is Monday. If you are just getting into your car and headed home for the ride home, we will keep you updated on what's going on. As you heard from gentleman Jim Dallas just a couple minutes ago, it looks like Phase 2 is going to be with us a while. Let's find out the latest from State Senator Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, first of all, how was your first weekend with the mask mandate?
Good to be on the program again. Good to hear your voice. And it was very similar to what it was previous weeks. You know, I've since the whole thing began, I think a lot of us practice a lot of common sense. We stay out of places that we don't need to be in. We limit our association with a lot of folks. I take a lot of walks outside that don't really require me to have a mask. And when I go into a store, I try to be, cognizant of the folks around me. So I masked up, you know, and I'm okay with that right now. I think that going forward, I'd hope that we get away from this someday. But that's kind of where we're at right now. But I just, I didn't have to worry about it too much because I don't go out very often.
Well, you're a family guy, and you spend a lot of time at home anyway. I want to ask you, though, because to me, when we reopened our state, one of the questions was, would people come back to Vegas? Would people come back and occupy our hotels? Would they fly into McCarran International Airport? What is the early indicators that you're hearing from casino owners, from operators, just from business people around town? Are people coming back out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think everybody in Las Vegas needs to know where we kind of stand on that. Regardless of how you feel about mask or no mask, it's going to be about people's comfort level. And I think I said this on your program several times. People have to feel comfortable in order to come back. We always knew that getting sort of the national and international crowd back to Las Vegas was going to be a little harder. We're going to have to rely on locals and in states around us. But the early indicators have been pretty good. We've seen a lot of traffic in the casinos. But now, with a lot of states spiking, I think the fervor to get out and do something instead of being at your home died down a little bit. At least that's what I keep hearing. And again, I think that people, especially tourists, are going to be more apt to go to some place that says, hey, we are taking precautions. We are doing what's right to try and keep folks not only in the Las Vegas and the Nevada areas in general safe, but folks who come in to our communities. We're trying to keep them safe. So I think that, you know, there's got to be some precautions out there. Again, regardless of how you feel about the mask, no mask, it's sometimes it's perception, and you've got to you know, give that perception that we're doing things right in Las Vegas.
But is it possible there are people out there, both locally and around the world, that say, man, it's just too uncomfortable to gamble behind a mask and with these plexiglass separators and all of this stuff? Is it possible that people are just going to say, you know, it's just not very comfortable, it's not very fun, I think I'll do something else. I'll go bowling instead or something.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be possible. And, of course, just like what we're learning about the virus itself, we're going to learn a lot about people's attitudes during this whole time. And, there, you know, information is fluid at this point. There's a lot of things we're learning. So it's very possible there's a people who are just going to say, look, the Vegas experience is great, but I don't want to, you know, see what the Vegas experience is like through this, you know. And so it'd be detrimental. But time will tell, and we'll get more data coming in, and we'll find out. But right now, up until we saw the mask directive come out, some of the casinos were experiencing a little surge there of a lot of folks coming in to visit.
Speaking of the casinos, the Culinary Union is filing suit against some of the strip casinos, saying that their workers are not being protected. Is this just a publicity stunt, or is it something different? Is there a message that they're trying to send to the casino owners?
It's hard to get into the minds of the Culinary Union. I really don't know for sure what the impetus is. But this is exactly what we are going to need to attend to when we go up to a special session, whenever that might be. We have to nail down, for everybody's sake, for the general public and for businesses, we need to nail down exactly what kind of liability is out there for folks. Because, you know, businesses, they're worried, you know, do I open up or do I not? Is there a cause of action that could be leveled against me, my business, my workers? Am I putting my workers into harm's way, even if I practice and put into place all the procedures that have been talked about by the CDC, by the state, by everybody? Am I still liable? We have to write something that will allow these businesses and folks to still conduct business with mask or without mask, conduct businesses so we can get people back to work and get people out and about, and the economy is still going. I mean, we have to have these rules. And I remember when we talked about opening up, there were a lot of people who were asked, you know, if the required mask, would you still want to open up? And, you know, a lot of people said yes. In order to open up, a lot of businesses said that we will put masks on, and they have been. I just think that, you know, we have to have this definition of liability in the next session, this special session coming up.
Yeah, you mentioned the special session. Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. There will be a special session. We're not quite sure. At least I haven't seen an announcement, at least lately. I heard July 7th, but what do you know about the special session, and when will it be held?
Well, there's a lot of little things that you have to look for. And for those folks out there listening, you know, for folks like me who are, you know, we know we're going to go up there, and for other folks who are part of that whole process, there are little things that we're looking for. Have there been any bills submitted to the Legislative Council Bureau? But that's really vital, because if there's nothing been submitted yet, that tells you a little bit. Has there been any numbers being released? They're talking a little bit about where we are as far as revenue. In particular for this, what are the sales revenues coming in at right now? What are we looking at? As we start to hear about numbers being reported, then we can start seeing that there's being a plan put together. Because you got to remember out there, folks, the governor is going to be calling this special session. When the governor calls it, he also sets the agenda, and he also has to put out there what he likes to discuss, what needs to be discussed. And so his office is busy doing that. That's, you know, they've got a staff working 24/7 right now, I imagine. And they're putting something together. Now, I haven't heard anything solid, as you haven't heard anything solid. But the best so far, I was less optimistic this morning. But this afternoon, I got a report that some of those things are coming out. Some of the numbers are coming out. Some of the ideas are coming out. People are starting to talk. They're talking about how limited the access to the building will be. So it sounds like it's shaping up we should be hearing in the next couple of days the announcement for us to return or to return to Carson City. Probably the 7th will be the day that we start.
And let me ask you, do we know yet what the number, and it's a large number, it's I've been hearing everything, well, around $1.5 billion that we're going to be short if we don't fix something. Do we know what that number is right now? What the working number is?
No. We haven't nailed down. The best that I've heard so far is 1.2. We're getting reports.
We're having some cell difficulties with Scott Hammond. We're going to reconnect with the state senator, and we're going to take a quick break. So we're a little bit early on the break, but we're going to take a quick break. So stay right where you are. More with State Senator Scott Hammond as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Those darn cell phones just drive me nuts. But they are a part of everyday life. State Senator Scott Hammond joining me. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ. I don't know where you were. You were in the middle of something talking about the special session. But I want to zero in on something that you said earlier, that because of the coronavirus and maybe other factors, there is going to be limited, if any, presence by constituents in the halls of Carson City. I don't like that. What do you think?
No, I you're absolutely right. That's what I keep hearing. And again, there's no definition at all, which again leads to another problem. We could probably spend another 15, 30 minutes, whatever, talking about. That is the lack of information when it comes to big things like this. This is a big deal when you go up to Carson City and you talk about opening up a session. I hope that we are limiting the session only to budgetary items and that's it. But that's the thing. When you limit it to who could be in there and participate, the public is being told that they can't go in there. And, you know, so let me give you both sides because I don't want to rant about one thing or another. The one thing that we're worried about is there are key people in that building. And I'm not saying necessarily the legislators, but there are key people who, you know, do the numbers. If they were to go down, you know, if they were to get sick, that jeopardizes the success of a special session, getting through a special session or any session, right? So I understand the health and welfare of our staff. That's one thing. But, you know, when you're talking about issues, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to come up in a special session. You hope that we follow a very, you know, very strict agenda and say, this is what we're going to talk about, and that's it. But if we deviate or if we include a lot more in that special session, we're talking about not just budgetary items, but other kinds of issues that might come up, policy issues. And people need to be up.
Are you talking are you talking like defunding police or things like that?
Defunding police. We could be talking a lot about energy. We could be talking about, I mean, who knows? But yeah, right now a lot of people are talking a lot about social issues. Well, you know, those kinds of issues, as much as you might want to tackle that right now, as much as they are relevant right now, certainly a hot button issue. They still need to be vetted out. They need to be discussed. They need to have debate. They need to be, you know, looked at carefully. The data needs to be coming in, and we need to talk about that. We don't have that kind of ability to do that if you're going to not allow the public to be in there. And so that is definitely a concern, and I'm sure that a lot of people are raising that right now with the governor. Both the speaker and the majority leader have to be looking at that as well.
Now, is there any input that is coming from your side that is coming either in the state Senate, which is a much smaller group, or the Assembly? Do you guys have a say in any of this, of how this is going to go down?
Well, typically the majority leader will reach out to our minority leader, James Sittlemeyer, and they kind of work out some of these things. And I understand that for the most part, there's been very, very little, if none, no communication. I heard recently that there has been at least one conversation, and that may have just taken place over the last 24 hours, where you start talking a little bit about logistical parts of the session. You know, what you guys, you know, what can you tolerate, what can you not? What about opening up for the public? What about, you know, things like that? What was discussed? I don't know. I'm just saying that those are things that typically can be discussed, where they kind of talk a little bit about what they both hope to do. I have not had the opportunity to speak to the minority leader, James Sittlemeyer, about this yet. But I understand that there has been some reaching out at this point. And we're about a week away, so I'm glad to see that.
Well, I hope there is at least some consultation. I know you're not going to have first right of refusal on this. I want to get back because when your cell phone started crapping out, we were talking about numbers, and I want to make sure everybody had a handle on this. I had heard that the magic number is $1.5 billion that we are right now short for 2021. You were hearing what, $1.2
billion? $1.27 billion is what we heard, and I think that number has been put out there in the media over and over again. It could be a lot higher. It could be. No, the $1.5 billion, it could easily be that, you know, and it really depends on the numbers. I think we're going to get some more numbers, I think, in August. That'll help us out. And so if we need to go to another special session, I would imagine it'll be after that because numbers will come in. We'll have a better idea going into that month. But a lot of the stuff needs to be done right away because, as you know, we're going to be going back to school, and the school plans hinge a lot on what the numbers are. And so right now we have a proposal that you heard about last week. It looks like we're going to have to do something like that because we can't get out of this phase two. The governor's not letting us out of phase two, and without being able to get out of phase two, these school districts their hands are tied.
That brings us to education. It is one of your strong points. It's something that you've dedicated the better part of your adult life to. And we've got this possibility of a plan that's going to be submitted by Superintendent Jara to the board. Can you talk a little bit about, because parents keep asking me, when are we going to open school? Is it going to be in August? Is it going to be in September? What's the deal? Okay, you keep your ear to the ground when it comes to education. When are we going to start back to school?
Well, a lot of those answers are going to come to us, Kevin. About July 13th is when they're going to have to submit that plan, CCSD and all the other districts. I know they've put the bones together, and they may have to tweak it a little bit because a lot of it's going to depend on what we do during the session. I hope that we are done with a session within a week. Typically, a special session lasts a day, 2 days. Because everything is delivered. They put together a really tight package, and they say, here's what we want to do with this legislation. You know, there's a few things that we might be able to debate, and then pretty much they say, are you either comfortable with it or you're not. I don't know how long this one's going to last. I don't know how tight the numbers are. I don't know if we got a really tight plan. If it lasts over a week, that's not good. I don't think that we should be up there over a week talking about this budget. Because, again, we're also looking at constraints. Every superintendent is looking at ours is looking at the 13th. CCSD is looking at the 13th. I think a few others have a few more days because the constraints are how many days before the school year begins. A lot of it will depend on what we do up there. I mean, how much are we going to have to cut budgets? And are we going to cut into the education budget? And I haven't heard anything, no plans. I haven't heard, other than cutting something in HHS, that's about all I've heard so far. I haven't heard anything else, so we don't know for sure where we're at. I do know that we'll be in phase two throughout July, and if the school districts have to make plans and submit them before the end of July, they're going to fit them in under these constraints.
Do we know, will committees be able to meet during a special session? Will there actually be negotiation that goes on, or is the governor and Frierson and company, they just going to lay down the law and say, hey, this is what it is? Voted up, voted down?
No. I'm sure there'll be negotiations. There have to be negotiations. Committees, most likely not. I don't think we've ever had committees during a special session other than a committee of the whole. But there won't be time for the kind of committee work that needs to happen. That's why I don't think that you'll see or should see too much policy introduced because it's harder to do policy unless you vetted it out for example, for a long period of time in subcommittees and maybe interim committees. And none of that's happened so far with some of the things that I've been hearing. So I just don't think that that you'll have to worry about that. But definitely there'll be negotiations. There always are negotiations. Maybe even a little bit of, we can do this for that kind of thing. So there'll be negotiations for sure.
And do we know what the working date currently with Clark County School District is in their proposal to the board?
Working date? I'm not sure if I understand.
Just the working date for getting the kids back. Are we talking about the first week of August, second week of August, September, what?
Yeah, they're talking about having teachers report on the 10th of August and then giving them 10 days of training. To kind of get ready for the school year. The training could be anything from how do you do a hybrid classroom where you're in school for a certain number of days and then online for other days. I mean, they have to do a lot of training there. And then the idea, I believe, is to have the students report on the 24th of August.
Coming up more with Scott Hammond. He is a state senator from Nevada District 18, and he has a love of education. We're going to talk more about education because this is the future of our community. And right now, our community is at risk when it comes to education. We'll talk about that. How much did the kids really learn over the course of the last 3 months? We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ.